Perek Lamed Het. We continue the story of the pre-Hurban, of the happenings in Yerushalayim, and especially surrounding Yirmiyah before the Hurban. Pasuk Aleph. Vishma Shifatya ben Natan, Ugdaliyahu ben Pashhur, Yuchel ben Shlemiyahu, Pashhur ben Malkiyah, the Devarim Asher Yirmiyah medaber kol ha'am lemor. These officers hear the words that Yirmiyah speaks to the people, right? So many of these officers are, or some of them, are the same that Sidkiyah sends to him in Perek Kaf Aleph. Nevertheless, here they hear the Nebu'ah, the Yirmiyah, seems to be speaking even from Hatzar HaMattara. It doesn't stop him to speak to the nation. Anyone who stays in the city will die in sword, famine, pestilence. And if someone will go to the Hasdim, he will live. And his own nefesh will be for him as a booty, and he will live. Pasugima. Koamar Adonai. Hinaton. Tinaten, ha'ir hazot biyad hail melech bavel ulchada. The city will be given into the hands of melech bavel, and he will capture it. So Yirmiyah is encouraging them to desert the city, and if they will go out, they will live. The lashon used in pasuk bet, right? It says v'hayyose, those that will leave elakazdin v'haya. Now. It says Hayoshev Ba'ir will die. Hayoseh lekasdim v'haya. It doesn't just say that you can't sit, but you have to be yotzeh. Why? Because the Tzidkiyahu had guards, and he would prohibit people from leaving the city, and you would endanger your life if you left the city. So the only ones who lived were actually the people who were yotzeh, who succeeded in getting out, right? Wanting to get out or deciding not to sit in the city was not enough, because you may die anyway. Pasuk Dalit. Vayomru asarim el ha-melech, yumatna et ha-ish hazeh, ki alkenu merapeh et yedei anshei ha-melchama nisharim ba'ir hazot, ved yedei kol ha-am ledaber alehem kadevarim ha-ele. Ki ha-ish hazeh, enenu doresh l'shalom la'am hazeh ki im l'ra'a. So we have a very wordy complaint of the sarim. They say he should die, because he is weakening the hands of the anshei ha-melchama, the soldiers. And Be'emet Anshei HaMilchama, we'll see later, is not only the soldiers, but also the force that push for battle and war. Meaning that group in Yerushalayim. We will see later that the Anshei HaMilchama and Perek Lamed Tet all run away. Meaning it's that camp, it's that militant camp. And also the soldiers. Hanisharim Ba'ir Hazot, they're the ones who stay in the city, that didn't run away, that decide to fight. But yedei kol ha'am, and the hands of all the nation, ledaber alehem kadvarim ha'ele. Tells them, this is, ki ha'ish ezeh enenu doresh l'shalom. And they accuse Yirmiyah, don't think that he wants to save the people, right, from destruction. Malbim says, no, their claim was, he doesn't want to save the people. Enenu doresh l'shalom la'am hazeh. He's not a peace seeker. Ki im l'ra'ah. He's a traitor. He's not one who's seeking peace. He's a person who's on the other side. He's a traitor who's pro-Babylonian. That's what's motivating him. Pasukei. Vayomer ha-melech Sidkiyahu, hineu b'yedchem, ki en ha-melech yuchal etchem davar. So in an interesting statement, which is probably the most telling statement that Sidkiyahu says in his life to the Sarim, he says, yes, he's in your hands. Ki en ha-melech yuchal etchem davar. The king has no way to dispute you. No word to dispute you. It shows that the officers were the real power. And the king himself is weak. And it's possible, as we said earlier, that he was viewed as even illegitimate. That he had no ability to say anything. Pasuk Vav. Vayikhu et Yirmiyahu vayishlichu to al-bor Malkiyahu ben ha-melech asher b'chatzar ha-matara v'yishalachu et Yirmiyahu b'chavalim ובבור אין מים כי ימתית, וידבע ירמיהו בתית. Send him to a more dangerous place. They take him and they throw him into a pit of Malkiyahu ben Amelech, which was in the Hatzar HaMatara. The fact, Abarbanel says, the fact that the pit was in the Hatzar HaMatara, they seemed to see that they're listening to the king. The king, you wanted him in the Hatzar HaMatara? Oh, okay, we'll put him in the Hatzar HaMatara. But obviously, it was a fake listening to the king, because it just made it seem that listening to the orders, but they're putting him in a place in Hatzar HaMatara, which is worse than even any place he's been before, and that would ensure his death. They lower him by ropes. No water. The only thing is there is teat, mud. And he's sinking in the mud. This is coming to the brink of death. Pasuk Zayin. Vayishma Eved Melech HaKushi. And this Eved Melech HaKushi, according to the Radak, Eved Melech is his name, and he is a Kushi. Alternatively, others say that no, he was a servant to the king, to the Kushi king. Servant to the Kushi king, and Rashi identifies that Kushi king as Sidqiyah himself. Not necessarily from Kush, but that just like the Kushi is different than all other people, so too Sidqiyah was different from all the kings, that he was a Sadiq. And who is this Eved Melech HaKushi? Rashi identifies him as Baruch ben Neriya. But it's a little difficult. The Radak says, no, Eved Melech was his name, and he happened to have been an officer from Kush, an important officer from Kush. Ish Saris, right? Servant. Ken. V'hu bebet ha-melech. He's in the house of the king. Kinatenu el Yirmiyahu el habor. He heard that he put him in the board. And the king at that point is in Sha'ar Binyamin. Meaning what? He's way far off from the epicenter of control. He may not have known what happened. Went from the. He goes and finds the king and talks to the king. Adoni HaMelech, Hereu Anashim Ha'elu. These people have done evil. Et kol asher asu li Yirmiyahu, what they did to Yirmiyahu. Hanevi, et asher ishlichu el abor. They threw him into the pit. And he will die. Mipene haraaf ki en alechem od ba'ir. So this is a strange concern. He's sinking in teeth, but Eved Melech HaKushi is complaining that he's going to die of ra'av because there's no bread in the city. The Radak claims that while in the Hatzar HaMatara, he would be supported by the king and others who would. But now, when he's in the board and he's out of sight and there is a lack of bread, so people are going to forget about him because they're not going to see him and they just have enough bread to support themselves, so he's going to die out of hunger. Barbanel questions his perush, and he says, doesn't make sense. Right now, the thing that would bother Eved Melech HaKushi is the fact that he's dying in the quicksand, dying in the teeth. Now, this is not he's going to die of hunger. So he said, Barbanel says, no, the claim is like this. What does it mean? They say, listen, Eved Melech HaKushi is trying to tell Tzidkiyahu, listen, if they want to kill him, this is wrong. If they really want to kill him, don't kill him actively. Rather, if they put him in Hatzar HaMatara, he'll eventually die because there's no bread anyway. As why are they going to actively kill him? To Avid. So that's what Abarbanel says, Avid Melech HaKushi. He says, meaning, it's a tactic to deal with Tzidkiyahu to get him saved, even that the officers should not think that Avid Melech is trying to fully save him. He's sort of camouflaging his true desire according to the Abarbanel. The king gives him 30 people and bring him out of the pit before he dies. Why 30 people? Rashi says, because everyone in Yerushalayim was weak in the Ra'av, so you needed 30 people to pick up one person. The Malbim says that he gave him 30 fighting men, because if the officers would complain or resist, Tzidkiyahu was preparing to do it by force. Barbanel says you need 30 people, so not to pull him up, so you're going to have to pull them up very delicately and slowly, so you need more people. As we see later, that they were going to have to do it in an extra delicate way by extra clothing to guard his body from the rope, because that would harm him. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yikah Eved Melech HaKushi et Anashim b'yado, took the people and said, V'yaveh Bet HaMelech El Tachat HaOtzad, right? They go to the king's palace under the treasury. V'yikah Misham B'luyeh Sehavot, they took worn out rags, ubluyeh melachim, right, and sort of scraps. V'yishalachem El Yirmiyahu L'abod B'havalim, they send it down to Yirmiyahu in the pit with ropes. V'yomer Eved Melech HaKushi El Yirmiyahu, told him, Sim Na B'luyeh Sehavot Melachim Tachat Atzilot Yadecha, put it under your armpits, mitahat lahavalim, and that underneath the rope, so that the rope will not rip your arms, your skin. Put it under the armpits, these clothing, and the then put the rope, and this way it'll it will be more pleasant when the rope picks you up. V'yas Yirmiyahu ken, Yirmiyahu did so. V'imshechu et Yirmiyahu b'havalim, they picked him up with the ropes. V'yalu oto min habor, they took him out of the board. Yeshiv Yirmiyahu b'hasar ha-matara, and Yirmiyahu sat in the hasar ha-matara, which was the jail he was in before. Pasuk Yudalit. V'yishlach ha-melech Tzidkiyahu v'yikachat Yirmiyahu ha-navi elav. Tzidkiyahu now sends to Yirmiyahu. El mevo ha-shirishi asher bebet Adonai. This is the third gate, the third entrance in the temple of Hashem. Vayomer HaMelech Yirmiyahu, Shoel Ani Otecha Davar, Al Tikachet Mimeni Davar, I have to ask you something, do not hide anything from me. Now, Mavo HaShlishi, Abarbanel says it was a secluded spot, so therefore nobody would see, nobody used that entrance. So therefore, he would be doing it, like he said before, baseted, in the, like the previous one, in hiding. V'yomer Yirmiyahu Tzidkiyahu kid lekidlecha, halo hametim miteni, v'chi atzicha lo tishma elai. Right? He says, I'm not going to answer you. And the Malbim explains the double language. If I tell you the prophecy, you're going to kill me. If I don't see it as prophetic, but I just give it to you as personal advice, right? V'chi atzicha, you may not kill me, but lo tishma elai was not a nebuah. So I can't win. Why should I answer you? Pasuk tadayin. V'yishava melech Tzidkiyahu al Yirmiyahu. Right? He swore to him. Tzidkiyahu swore to Yirmiyahu. Baseted. Le'emor. Hay Hashem. Yishir asana wenta nefesh hazot. Right? By the life of God that made this nefesh. If I kill you, or if I give you into the hands of these people that want to kill you. Now, why does he swear on the nefesh? So, Harambam and the Moreh quotes this pasuk to say that the nefesh is what controls the dibur and the nebuah. So, it's a swear in both dibur and on nebuah. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Tzidkiyahu ko amal Adonai lehet Tzebaot Elohei Yisrael. Now Yirmiyahu gives the nebuah in the name of Hashem. Im yasot teseel sare melech Babel. If you go out to the office of Melech Babel, v'hayyeta nefshecha, you will live. V'ha'ir hazot lo tisaref ba'esh. More importantly, you're responsible for the city. You could save the city and it won't be burnt down fire. V'hayyita ata u'betecha, you and your household will live. If you don't go out, will give it over to the Bavlim, they'll burn it in fire, and you will not escape. Tzidkiyahu was relying on his own, as we'll see later, his own ability to escape, so he felt he would be exempt from the difficulties that would happen to his people. As we'll see later, that didn't work. Pasuk Yotet. I'm worried about the people who already deserted to the Bavli camp. The Bavlim are going to give me in their hands and they will abuse me. Why? The deserters would harm Tzidkiyahu in revenge because Tzidkiyahu and his people were threatening to kill any deserter. So these people put their own lives at risk to desert. And Tzidkiyahu did not allow anyone to leave the city, putting all the inhabitants of the city in danger. And then Tzidkiyahu would himself desert, these people would be incensed. And the Radak says that that is what would anger them and cause them to, cause Tzidkiyahu to fear this group of people. Pasukaf, Vayomer Yirmiyahu lo yitenu. They won't give them into these people's hands. Shimon Abekol Adonai, listen to the word of God. What I speak to you, will be good for you, and your nefesh will live. Pasuk Kavbet V'Ma'en Atalatzet. If you don't go out, Zed Davar Asher Hirani Adonai. This is the word that Hashem has shown me. Pasuk Kav. That was Kafel. Pasuk Kavbet. V'Hine Kol HaNashim Asher Nisharu BeBet Melech Yehuda. All the women that are left over from the house of the king of Yehuda, these were the noble women that were not exiled in the time of Galut Yoachin. Some were and some were left. Mutzaot asare melech Bavel, they're taken to the officers of Melech Bavel, meaning they're taken as captive women for the officers. Vehena omerot, and they say, Hisitucha v'yachlulecha anshe shlomecha. The anshe shlomecha, we'll see who they are, the people of your who made believe they wanted your peace. They deceived you and they overcame you. Hotbeu babots raglecha. Your feet were sunken in mud, meaning you couldn't move. Not only couldn't you move, but nasogu achor, you went backwards. Pasuk Kav Gimel, ve'et kol nashecha ve'banecha motzim el kasdim, all your wives and your children, they'll all be brought to the kasdim. Ve'ata lo timalet me'adam, you won't escape them. Ki ebiyad melech Bavel titafes, you will be seized by the hand of the king of Bavel, meaning you're gonna, even if you try and run away, you're gonna be caught. Ve'ata ir azot tisrof ba'ish, and this city you will burn in fire. Yirmiyah puts the blame on you. In fire, that you burnt the city down in fire. Pasuk of Dalid, Vayomer Tzidkiyahu Yirmiyahu. Tzidkiyahu answers Yirmiyahu and says, Ish al yedah b'dvarim ha'el v'lo tamut. Although Tzidkiyahu is in danger, it does so some level of righteousness with Tzidkiyahu. He is concerned about the welfare of Yirmiyahu himself, and he says, no one would know what you told me, so you will not die. Chishmu asarim ki dibarti itach. When the sarim say we spoke, they'll come to you. What'd you tell the king? Don't hide from us and we won't kill you. And what did the king tell you? And Tzidkiyahu is saying, don't answer them honestly because they will kill you. You tell them, just say that I was asking mercy from the king. So you shouldn't put me back to the house of Yonatan, that should die there. Leave me in the Hatzara Matara, it's a better jail. So that's the trick. Pasuk of Zayin. All sarim came to Yirmiyahu, like Tzidkiyahu said, they asked him. Told them whatever the king commanded him. And they left him alone. Because the matter was not heard. Pasuk kafhet. Vayeshev Yirmiyah b'chatzar ha'matara ad yom asher nilkeda Yerushalayim. V'haya kasher nilkeda Yerushalayim. Yirmiyah sat in the chatzar ha'matara until the day that Yerushalayim was captured. Now the next four words, there are two ways to read it. One, because it's still part of this pasuk, so they view it as the end of this idea. V'haya kasher nilkeda Yerushalayim. He stayed in the Hatzar Matara until the day that Yerushalayim was captured, and also when it was captured. Alternatively, you could read it based on the Parshiyot, the Ptuchot and the Stumot, which says, Vayak, read it as the beginning of the next chapter, even though it is in the previous Pasuk. Vayak asher nirkeda Yerushalayim. This is what happened when nirkeda Yerushalayim. So, on the one hand, being that it's in the previous pasuk, it would indicate that it's part of the last idea. And the other, because it's a new perasha, it would be part of the next idea in the next chapter. The fact that it is grouped in Perek Lamed Het and not Perek Lamed Tet, that itself is of immaterial, because these chapters were not necessarily based on, the chapters were not broken up from Jewish scholars. Actually, they were broken up from non-Jewish Bible scholars, and it was introduced into Hebrew editions by non-Jewish Phoenician printers. Later, Perakim in the time of the Rishonim are never quoted because there was no such breakup. Now, we use it today because it's convenient, and we still use Perakim, but the breakdown of Perakim is a total non-Jewish idea. So the fact that it's in the previous Perek is not a material factor into deciding how you read this Perek.